flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. It's an extended version of the AMA now, so even if you're not on hold right now, you can get on hold at 404-726-0929 when one of these callers asks their question and hangs up. Now, there are 2 phone lines available right now anyway, so you could get on hold now if you want to. We'll start with Mason, who's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Been a while. Let's see. Andy, what's your best round of golf?
Ooh.
And Randy, what's your best, like, statistic-wise game? You know, 100% completion for 100 yards or whatever.
Oh, man. What was I got?
Those tech games are pretty good.
I had 12 for 144 in a tug.
And a tug.
Over here at Tech.
Man, yeah, 12 catches, a lot of catches.
Yeah, yeah. And then NFL.
What about NFL?
NFL, I had 9 for like 118, something like that.
Whew.
Against the Patriots.
Anna?
Nah, I ain't getting a tug.
Really?
Nah, I ain't getting a tug.
Ignoring you in the red zone?
I guess so, man.
Riding you all the way down the field and then handing it to Ricky.
That's when freaking Tom Brady threw an 80-yard touchdown as overtime.
I shot a 67 when I was 20 on my home course. Now, my home course is a par 70, so not like I was 3 under, not 5 under. But, I shot a 67 on that course. I was 20 years old. That's 20 years ago. I've never shot under par since then.
Really?
Never once.
Damn, what happened?
What happened? It was a great day. It was a great day. Like, just a really, really great day. Everything. I chipped in for eagle out of the sand, made a couple birdie putts on the back nine, and made enough birdies and stuff to offset the... I only made a couple bogeys. I just played great that day. It was insane. It was an insane day. My friend Nick Morton was there, so I'm always thankful that Nick was with me.
Nick can verify.
Yeah, you gotta believe me.
Nick can verify.
Yeah, Nick was there. Nick was there and signed the card and everything. So, yeah, this is best by far. The second best round is probably 73.
Do you still have that card?
Yeah, I do. I have it in a box in my attic.
Okay.
With the hole-in-one ball that I made on the... the par 3 course I was playing, pitch and putt, it was a 45-yard hole.
Uh-huh.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. It went in.
Why wouldn't it count?
Because it's a 45-yard hole.
Oh, I don't worry about
it. 45 is not easy.
I know it's not easy, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, look, I was proud of it.
As you should be.
I still have that ball, too.
As you should be.
I was with a bunch of buddies that day, too. So, yeah, but we'll get there again. We're working on it. We're chipping in the backyard still, keeping the swing sharp. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Mo.
Oh, man, Kirk Cousins, what an idiot in my Randy voice. Oh, my God. I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to get on that. I got two questions for y'all. So, Randy, if you could trade for any player in the NBA right now for the Hawks, who would it be and who are you trading away? And Andy, my question for you, how big of an idiot is Kirk Cousins right now, man? Like, he's making the franchise look so bad, man. What's going to be the fallout of this? And y'all make me feel good again.
All right. Thanks, Mo. You want to take a crack first?
I don't want to try to make him feel. I don't like no man to make me feel good again. All right, Mo. Damn it, Mo. Telling me you want me to make you feel good again, bruh?
He didn't put any restrictions on your trade.
What is it? What was his name? Billy Joe Thornton and Halle Berry? No, Mo. Don't do that. If I could trade anybody, give me Joker, man.
Yeah, give me Joker.
Give me Joker.
And we'll trade Larry Nance Jr.
Larry Nance Jr. And one of them unprotected picks that we have.
Wouldn't that be fun to have Joker?
Oh, my God.
Joker would be fun to cover that guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be wild. Yeah, I mean, for the folks that may be just joining us, Kirk Cousins went on TV earlier today and said he hurt his shoulder and his elbow in the game against the Saints back on November 10th. Which is kind of when everything started. No, not kind of.
When everything went down the toilet. That's when everything went to blank.
Yeah, and then he talked about trying to deal with it for the rest of the year. And so we got our answer as far as what the hell happened. And it's crazy. Like, I mean, this is, if it's me, this is the last thing Kirk Cousins ever says publicly as a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
He's got to go right now.
You've got to stop allowing this guy to go on TV or wherever he's going, podcast, Super Bowl. He's going to be doing more of this
yes.
stuff. Everybody's doing media. He's going to be doing more of this stuff. You got to stop letting him pop up on NFL Network with the Falcons logo next to him, still speaking on behalf of the organization because he's a part of the team.
You got to go.
And then, you know, we'll have plenty of time to do this, but I mean, it's gonna, in hindsight or in the rear view mirror, this era, what a disaster. Came in costing him a pick.
Yes, came in and cost him something.
Whatever the hell went down in the season with who knew, who didn't, whatever, they'll find out. Who knows what it might cost him on the way out for telling all this stuff on TV. And all he gets for his efforts is what? Going to get about $100 million?
Yeah, he got to go. He's been butthurt since draft night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would not blame him for being upset about it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't get me wrong.
Fair enough.
But I still got to go out there and be professional. And I'm not saying he was not. I'm just saying if this dude held back his injury because he was worried about this dude behind him taking a job and not him not getting it back, that's a selfish act. He's selfish.
It is. Yeah, that's just selfish behavior. So, that's where it is. And again, you know, I don't know what the timeline is for them at all. I don't know if they view this comment like we do. Maybe they're just like, all right, Kirk likes to talk. He's going to be at the Super Bowl saying more stuff. Or I don't know, maybe Kirk will come out later and try to clarify it. You know how people do that? Like,
yes.
They say what's true, and then like, what I really meant was, all right. Nah, what you meant was what you said. Yeah. All right, Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, man, Kirko has turned into Jerko pretty quick here.
What the hell?
So, Andy, is it fair to say that the golf scorecard, the golf ball, and the 92.9 the game bowling trophy are all in the same spot in the Butler Mansion?
There, oh, yeah.
Or the Bunker Mansion?
The Bunker Cabin. Yeah, we got it.
Yes. I got you. Hey, Randy, you guys were talking earlier about spotting the ball and all that. I mean, Randy, even back when you played, it seemed like, you know, you'd see the chains in a game, you know, 5 to 10 times a game, you know, to spot the ball, right?
Right. Yeah.
And now it seemed like it was always one guy kind of in charge of spotting it. And if the one guy, you know, on the other side of the field had his foot in the spot, you know, they'd kind of bring the chains out and mm-hmm. move it. And now it just seems like they kind of estimate it and they spot it. I think a lot of
spotting of the ball is estimation.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? A lot of it is. Definitely. Now, you got both side judges. They put one foot down. Mm-hmm. That's whatever foot is the right foot. Whatever. I remember the referee told me this. It's the foot that's closest that points to the end zone. So it's the outside, whatever the end zone is, where the ball.
That's where
going,
you try to line the ball.
That's where you try to line the ball up on that foot right there. And so, I mean, if you, I'm sure the biggest thing was the Josh Allen.
Was that one? And then the play before that too. It looked like Kincaid got the first down on the third down.
Yeah,
also.
You're looking at the top part of his body. If he has the ball down, the ball's not correct because it's about the ball. It's not about the ball. Your helmet, your shoulder pad.
Exactly.
It's about the ball. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I know we were having fun with the whole lasers. I don't know how to fix
either.
I don't know how to fix it.
I don't either. I do agree with that, though. It feels like they bring the chains out less.
They do.
Like, if I'm Sean McDermott, right? Yes. That's the head coach of the
Bills. Can I get a measurement?
Got to measure.
Yes.
On third down, for sure. And then I maybe have a little more time to figure out what I'm
doing.
Because
the thing about the measurement would be let you know how much you need.
Exactly.
But now,
gotta get a measurement.
Now think about it. What teams do, though, and this is offensive their fault. They go fast.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You're trying to catch them on their heels.
Fourth down is marked short. Instead of the referee, the head coach saying, can I get a measurement? Now, a lot of times they might say timeout.
Right.
Because the measurement part about it is it would usually be the referees, my time.
Right.
But sometimes the head coach actually has to do it. So then they try to line up and go fast.
Right. I will say, if they find a way to do it with technology, great. Get it perfect. That'd be great. It is a very dramatic moment in a football game. If it's the fourth quarter,
you need to measure.
And you measure, and like the chain, you know, the guy's pulling the chain just a little bit further.
Yes.
And the stick a little bit further. Oh. And it's like, is it going to? And then he puts it on the ground, and there's a little bit of space between the ball and the stick.
Yes.
That's an intense moment.
Yes, it is. Very much. Especially when you're going, when it's against you.
We stopped them. And then you go nuts. Like, that's actually a pretty great moment that they're going to lose. But that's fine. We can lose it if they get all the first downs right. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, you remember when Kirby commented the track and field with you last year or maybe the year before?
Having a hard time hearing you, Adam.
Y'all there?
Yeah, your phone's making a weird noise. Yeah. We'll try again tomorrow. Somebody commandeered something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't hear what it is. But we'll try again. We've never had that problem with this phone.
I'm very disappointed that phone was messing up. He definitely said track and field.
Oh, God.
Oh, you do love track and field.
He definitely said track and field. I don't know what the rest he said.
I heard him say the track and field part.
Yeah.
But someone commandeered something track and field related, but I don't know what that is.
Was it eight? Because I know we never said anything.
Yeah, probably Abe did it.
Yeah.
Abe loves track and field and commandeering things.
Yes. He's a commandeer.
He is. Always has been.
Yes.
Steven is in Atlanta. Hey,
commandeer.
Steven.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Taco Tuesday.
Thank you, Steven, to all who celebrate.
Absolutely.
I do.
Sorry.
We're big taco.
I'm sorry, Abe. I don't have a track and field question, and I'm about to get on them tacos, too. But I did have a question, silly question, a serious question.
All right.
A serious question. What team do you think Cooper Flagg will have the most immediate impact on if he gets drafted to?
All right.
And silly question. Let's say you have one of your boys. He brings a potential mutual friend, one of his homies. You never met him. Y'all chopping it up, talking sports. Vibes are good. And he stops, excuses himself, bends down to tie his shoes, and he does the bunny ears. Did you judge him?
Hell yeah, I judge him. You damn right I would.
What an incredible question.
You damn right I'm a judge.
No idea where he was going with that.
You damn right I'm a judge him.
You can't tie bunny ears?
Huh?
You can't do the bunny ears as an adult?
Yes.
You got to do the loop over?
Yes.
When do you make the switch?
I don't even think about that, Bunk.
But you're doing the loop, right?
Yeah, I do the loop.
Yeah, me too. I'm a looper.
Okay.
I've been a looper pretty much the whole time, as soon as I learned about it.
But I mean...
But you learn on bunny ears, right? To tie? Like, the first time I ever tied my shoes when I was, how old are you, 5, 6?
Yeah.
You bunny ears it. It's easier.
What the hell are you talking about?
Do you not know what he's talking about?
I thought he was saying your homeboy would put on some bunny ears. That's why I said, hell yeah, I judge him. I thought he said if he puts on some bunny ears. That's what it sounded like. I was like, hell yeah, I'm a judge him.
Here.
What?
Take off my shoe.
Why are you taking your shoe off?
So I can demonstrate to you what I'm talking about. Here's the way that I tie my shoe with the loop,
yes,
right?
One, yes.
Loop it around.
That's how I tie it.
All right, so there's another method.
Oh, I know that
where you make
right
the
there.
Bunny ears.
Yes.
And then you do that.
My kids, that's my, the bunny ears is my kids' first time.
Yeah, because they're little.
Yes. I thought he said, oh, yeah, yes, the bunny ears, my kids, that's how I taught all my kids how to shoe.
Right, of course.
I thought he said, your homeboys come down with some bunny ears on.
No. He said, everything's cool. The guy's nice.
Oh.
But then he does that. Oh. This is a grown man.
Oh, I don't pay attention to nobody's feet that much. Man, I would know. And you know, I pay attention to everything, Buck.
You do?
Yeah,
I know you don't tie shoes, but you're telling me that if I was a bunny ear shoe tire and you noticed, you wouldn't say something about it?
I wouldn't pay attention to you.
I know, but if you did.
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't.
But also, what you got against bunny ears?
I have nothing against bunny ears, but if we chilling and partner come down with some damn bunny ears, I'm going to clown the hell out your ass.
All of a sudden, he decides to pop on the bunny ears?
What if the evening begins with the bunny ears on?
What the hell you got bunny ears on for?
Yeah, that's going to be a weird vibe.
You know what I mean? Only time I wear anything like that on my head, we used to go to the Great Wolf Lodge because the kids are little and they give you the wolf ears when you go in and they my babies and all that stuff. But if we all chilling and you come downstairs with damn bunny ears on, hell yeah, I'm going to clown you.
It's going to be a weird
deal.
Yeah,
I know,
cool color like black bunny ears. Still the same?
I don't think the color is the problem.
What the hell? We're not talking about no color.
I think the color's the problem.
I don't think so.
The black bunny ears versus like light pink bunny ears.
Now, hang on a second here. Let's just, before
no. Nothing against pink bunny ears.
Are you trying to advocate for wearing bunny ears as a grown man in a social setting? Like, is that what you're getting at?
And I said, I'm talking about with your boys. And we're chilling.
Like, if we're
out for the baby,
and Bo shows up with some bunny ears on. I've known Bo for years and I love him. It's gonna be weird.
I'm gonna snatch him off your head. Like, what the hell?
No. See, I'm the type of person, I would do something like that just to see the reaction.
Why?
Because I love getting reactions out of people.
So you want to wear bunny ears for that?
I don't want to, no. Oh. But maybe I will now.
Yeah, I'm not. No. No? Not in that setting. But also, I do think that most grown-ups use the loop method. Rather than the bunny ear method.
I know the bunny ear method, but I've never paid attention to it as an adult.
I just love that question.
Yeah.
But like, everything was great, and then the man tied his shoes with the bunny ears.
I never.
That's a funny-ass scenario.
I would never pay attention to that. Well, he just tied.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of shoes.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
He gonna tell.
Yes.
Yeah. He gonna tell.
And give Kirk Cousins a microphone. He's gonna tell you the truth. Yeah, I guess that's a virtue, right? Sometimes, sometimes you just gotta shut up. Scottie Pippen looks like Aunt Sylvia.
Man, I'm just talking. He had them dreads. His skin was
raggedy
dropping.
Dreads.
And his skin was dropping.
So this whole Kirk Cousins situation, man, what a whole bag of stinky poop.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots for cowboying and also cleaning windows. And Randy should be the new Bush guy.
Dude, what a great idea that was.
Unquestionably the sexiest midday show in America.
Damn right.
Footballs need Wi-Fi and 5G. And the midday show. Three blues and a black.
Dang, man. All right.
Said it.
I did. Context. Dukes of Bell coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.